you know, the country's burning to the ground, and they're like discussing the fucking Paris Agreement and CO2 bullshit, fucking climate crap, and Charlottesville. Yeah, Charlottesville's really relevant right now, isn't it? You know, we have black terrorists just burning down federal buildings next door. So, yeah, it was just a shit show as usual. And you could say that a take was that Trump's NYC bullying style went over well with his crowd anyway. So basically the Trump fans thought Trump won, and the Biden fans, if there are any, thought that Biden won. But I just found that, you know, it wasn't even worth watching, so I didn't. But after that, did you watch it, by the way? Do you have any thoughts on it?
I cooked dinner, I washed the dishes, I worked out, and while I was doing all that, I put the damn thing on. I heard the clowns do the thing. Of course, I don't like Trump, but I have to say, whenever he's saying strong things that need to be said that are pro-white, or we know are pro-white, or are calling Antifa terrorists, that's on national TV. These are the things that normal Americans would tune into. So I'm very happy on a personal level that those sorts of sound bites were on live national television. That's awesome. So and those kinds of things, he had a little bit on his like Mount Rushmore speech, that he said some things that are just, they're just important for the health of the American psyche, and also important to let the people who aren't Americans know where their place is in that country. So that's good. And then it is also good that he had some pretty hot takes towards the end of the debate. I can't tell you the minute marker, but it was like Antifa stuff and these sorts of things. So yeah, really happy to hear some fire on that respect. But other than that, the debate was pathetic. It was terrible. Like, no, you shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.